Mary therefore took a pound of ointment of right spikenard, and of great price, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Dear children, we see today Mary Magdalene sitting at the feet of our Lord and anointing his feet with oil. Now, why do you think that she did that? Well, first off, she was sitting at his feet. She was sitting there because she loved her God, and she just simply wanted to spend time with him, simply to be there, to adore him as God, and to give him that act of love. And secondly, she anointed his feet with fragrant oils and wiped them with her hair because it too was an act of love, but of a different nature. It took a giving of herself. You see, those oils were very expensive. That's why Judas, the apostle that betrayed Jesus, that's why he was so upset about it, because Judas was very greedy. You remember, he sold our Lord out for 30 pieces of silver. So Judas was very greedy, and he didn't want to be wasting money like that. He thought it was a waste to spend money on God. But of course, we know it's not a waste to spend money on God. And Mary Magdalene knew that too. So she spent money on this oil to do something very nice for Jesus because she loved him. And for us, we see that this upcoming week, this Holy Week, is a chance for us to imitate Mary Magdalene. We have all the wonderful and beautiful ceremonies of Holy Week coming up, and we all are going to be here and have a chance to be just like her, sitting there, as you will, at the feet of our Lord, to love our Lord, and to by attending the ceremonies. And we give of ourselves by doing so. We know that the ceremonies take a bit of time, and so we give not money necessarily, but a good portion of our days during this week to honor and to worship our God. But we are human beings, and sometimes, maybe, especially as little kids, maybe we might struggle a little bit with the length of the ceremonies. But don't let that discourage you at all, and I have the perfect solution for it. Because what do we focus on during this time of Holy Week? We focus upon our Lord's passion, our Lord's death. And we think of those events, but oftentimes we don't think of the amount of time that our Lord suffered during those events. Take the agony in the garden, for instance. He was praying in agony, so much so that he was sweating blood, for at least an hour there, waiting on what he knew was to be the beginning of his passion. And then there were several hours in which he was arrested. He was beaten and dragged before the Sanhedrin. He was mocked and spit upon and beaten and falsely condemned, dragged before Herod, and those same insults and condemnations repeated and back and forth during this time. Took several hours to do so. Then when they had finally condemned them amongst themselves, the Jews did, they put him in prison for the night, and they chained him up to a pillar in a way so he couldn't even sit down that night. And he had to wait there, standing, chained, being mocked by his guards, and waiting for the next day when he would be led to Pontius Pilate over another course of several hours in which he was condemned and scourged and betrayed by all the people of the chosen people, the Jewish people. And then he had to take up his cross and go on the long journey, the long walk, all the way up to the top of Mount Calvary. And finally, he was crucified and hung upon the cross for 3 whole hours before he finally died. So, as we attend the ceremonies coming up, we think of those things when we start to struggle. Think of our Lord and all that he did during these next few days. And what did he do them for? He did them for you. He did them for all of you, for your soul, so you can get to heaven, so you can have your sins forgiven. That was the price for your sins and my sins. And he did so because he loved us. And he just wants us, in return, to love him. He wants us to focus on these points during all of these wonderful ceremonies. And if we start to struggle, we start to get fidgety in our chairs, or we start to start looking at our watch to see what time maybe the ceremony might end, we stop, we think upon how long our Lord suffered for us, and we remind ourselves that we can last a little bit longer, we can last all the way to the end, and we can be like Mary Magdalene, sitting at our Lord's feet, there just because we love him, just to spend time with him. And we return this love patiently during these special days and this special week of Holy Week. And we make it as good and fruitful as possible. And we make our prayers united to all of the churches for the good of souls and for the conversion of sinners and for ourselves to one day be in heaven forever with our Lord sitting at his feet, like Mary Magdalene and all the saints. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.